worth is more important than your income, because it's something we should really focus on. Your net worth is used for so many more different things, especially when it comes to a PFS, a personal finance statement. And when you want to buy a home, buy a car, buy an investment property, they really look at that personal finance statement.
If you have over $200,000 sitting stagnant in your bank, retirement account, or home equity, then you're literally losing money. On this show, you learn how to get that money working for you consistently and conservatively. Learn to grow your nest egg with your host, Sean Winslow. Let's dive in.
What's going on, everyone? I'm Sean Winslow, and this is the Multifamily Money Podcast. Welcome back to another Finance Fridays episode. This is where we share tips and tricks on how to get your money working for you smarter and harder. As you know, it's not about what you make, but what you keep. In this episode, really highlights that, because we're talking all about net worth, how to track it, and why you should be tracking it. Net worth isn't something just to stand on the mountaintop and beat your chest, right? And just be boastful and brag about what your net worth is. This is not what that's about. It's not what this episode is going to be about. This is truly about why you should be tracking it so you can put yourself in a better financial position. So first, we should talk about what is net worth and how you track it. So net worth simply is, what are you worth? What are your assets worth? And then you subtract out any liabilities. It's that simple of a calculation. So assets could be anything from cash you have in a checking or savings account, could be stocks, bonds, anything in your retirement account, 401k, mutual funds, ETF, IRA, any of that good stuff. It's your house, any real estate you own. To some degree, it's cars. Those usually depreciate at a higher rate. So there is some argument there, but appreciation is a tool to use. So those are essentially your assets, right? Any, if you have a business, inventory, goods, that type of thing. And then your liabilities are anything that is going to go against that, anything, say, you owe. So it could be a personal loan, could be a loan on your car or any of the toys you own, which hopefully you're not buying toys with loans. Those should, in my opinion, should all be paid with cash. Could be your mortgage, right? That is technically a liability. Even on a rental, income producing rental, right? That's still technically a liability, even though, in my opinion, it's very smart debt. It's still technically a liability. So you add up all your assets and then you subtract all your liabilities, and that gives you your net worth. And unfortunately, there's a lot in this country that have a negative net worth, which is possible, right? Especially you just get out of college, you have all this student loan debt, and you haven't really built up any assets. You're most likely going to have negative net worth. Or if you're in another camp where just rack up a lot of credit card debt and don't have anything to your name, that's going to be negative net worth, right? So what is an average net worth, right? Like, what does that look like? Where should you be at? Now, that's, you can really easily Google that and find out what your net worth is by age. The average net worth of the US household right now, though, and obviously this can be skewed because there's some very, 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 very wealthy people, right? Far out skewing this, but it's $748,000. And so I don't really like that number because, like I said, there's a lot of very ultra wealthy people that are going to skew that number. But if you look at by age, the average for my kind of age group is around 76,000. This article I'm looking at says under 35 years old is average is 76,000. 35 to 44 years old is 437,000. Obviously, you see a big jump there. And it makes sense, right? Because under 35, especially closer to that 20 age mark, 20 to 23, you're just getting out of school, you still have a lot of student debt, and you haven't really, you know, built up a net worth because you just started working, right? But you know, as you get 35 plus, that's really when you've increased your income, and maybe even created other streams of income, and then really paid down debt. And that's why it kind of exponentially grows. So the question is, but why track this, right, Sean? Like, why should I be tracking this? Shouldn't I just be working towards, you know, increasing my income and reducing your expenses? And the answer is yes. But like anything in life, if you're not focused on a task, it's not going to get done, right? So I don't know if you're familiar with the reticular activating system, or RAS for short. It's a way that your brain filters out everything around you, right? Think about it. There's so many noises, images, and just so much stuff going on around you that if your brain didn't have a filter, we would just be constantly overwhelmed. If we were constantly hearing everything, picking up everything going around us, we'd just be overwhelmed. So there's something called the RAS that actually filters stuff out. Now think about it. Maybe you just purchased a new car And before you had purchased that car, you rarely ever saw it out on the road, if at all. And now you've purchased this car and you're seeing that car in the same color every single day, everywhere. You're like, what is going on? It's because now your mind has focused on that because it's something, right, you see every day because it's your car. So now it's going to pick that up when you see other ones like it out in the world. And this goes the same for anything that you do. Once you fixate on something, then your brain is going to focus on that. And anything that you come across that could affect that. So for in this case, tracking your net worth, like your mind's fixated on, it's like, oh, if I do this, it's going to increase my net worth. Oh, if I do this, it's going to decrease it, right? So maybe I shouldn't spend on this lavish dinner out every single weekend or multiple times a night. Maybe I should invest that either in myself or in an investment and watch my net worth grow. Or maybe I shouldn't buy this really high-end car right now. Maybe I should just get something to get me by and invest this so then in the future, my passive income can pay for it. It just puts your mindset in the right place where you're fixated on that, right? And the reason why we want to track this is because this is your financial health. This is your financial report card, your net worth. This is tracking where you are, where you're at in life. It's very important to concentrate on this, not to go brag, but so that you're in a good position to support yourself, your family. And then at the end of the day, those things that you care about, as I always say, ultimately making the world a better place. And to me, the net worth is more important than your income, because it's something we should really focus on. And your income, one, obviously you need enough income to pay your life, right? Pay for your life, your expenses, all that. But in some people's cases, that can just be taken away. But your net worth is used for so many more different things, especially when it comes to a PFS, a personal finance statement. And when you want to buy a home, buy a car, buy an investment property, they really look at that personal finance statement, that PFS. And then like me, when I invest in bigger properties, that's an important part of it because the lender is lending on the property, right? But they also want to see that you have that net worth and liquid net worth to be equal to that loan, right? They want to see your net worth equal to the loan and 10% of your net worth be liquid. Or 10% of the loan be in liquid net worth. To me, it's more important than income because it also, like I was mentioning before, just puts you in the mindset to constantly be focusing on that and what you can do to improve your net worth. And ultimately, when you do that, it's going to secondarily improve your income. Because what a lot of people do, if you just focus on improving your income, a lot of times something happens called lifestyle creep. When you just focus on your income, yes, you're increasing income. So then you go start buying more things, getting nicer cars, nicer home, expensive clothes, expensive trips. At the end of the day, even though you're making say $200,000-$400,000, you're still living paycheck to paycheck. It's crazy to think, right? But people do it all the time because they're not focusing on their net worth. They're just focused on what they bring in and not what they put out. And that can lead to a lot of terrible things. Like you could make $300,000 for 20, 30 years. And when you go to retire, you have nothing. Or you could have made $150,000 for your household for 20, 30 years. And if you focus on your net worth, you could have a lot of assets in retirement and live a very comfortable retirement. To me, more important to focus on net worth than income. And just like anything in life, what is measured is managed. And so if you have a goal of net worth, you really need to measure it. And in terms of frequency, I used to not do this, right? But since I've started about 12 months ago, I do it every single month. And there's tools you can use to do this. Obviously, I've mentioned Mint before. Mint will track it. And I do use Mint, but to do my net worth calculation every month, I actually just put in old-fashioned Excel. And the reason for that, there's two. One, sometimes Mint has trouble linking with things, so it's not 100% accurate. And then two, it's just also the act of physically doing it makes you really pick up on things that, well, maybe I shouldn't be spending as much here. Maybe I should be allocating more resources here. It just sees, helps you pick up trends in how you're operating and kind of where you need to head to really hit your net worth goal and, you know, your personal finance goals. So it's very important to measure this. I do it monthly. If that's too much for you quarterly, but I really think monthly is the way to go. And just like I mentioned, it's just a better way use your finance. It shows you the better way to use those finances. For instance, like think about it. If you know what your net worth is, and there's some rules of thumb. Now, some will argue this, and this is not necessarily the gold standard, but I think these are good things to live by. Like a car, they say should only be 5% of your net worth. So if you know what your net worth is, it's $1 million. You shouldn't be spending more than 50 grand on a car. house, 25 to 40%. And I know that's a big margin there. To me, it all depends. One, obviously what your net worth is, but two, what's really more important to you in terms of a home. Some people, that very important to them. And so I can see you going further down that range, closer to the 40%. Then invest. I've done this before. I say 50%, but I know that kind of scares a lot of people away. 30 to 40% is what you should be investing. And so if you know your net worth, you really can track these and be like, right now I really need to cut back on some spending, or I need not get that nice of a car or a house or some toys at this point. I really just need to focus on growing that net worth so then in the future I can really do what I want. So yeah, guys, that's really important, tracking your net worth. And until I did it, I just thought it was like, oh, it's just a number that one day I'll look and see. Oh, sweet, I'm a millionaire or whatever it happens to be, right? But if you have a goal to have a certain net worth, you can't just be like, I'm going to work and then one day I'll look at it, because we all know that's not how things work. You need to, like I said, what is measured is managed. So we really need to manage our net worth. To do that, we need to track it. And if we track it, we constantly know where we're at and what we need to do to reach our goals. And then as we reach those goals, I'm sure the goals will get even bigger, as they should. And just focus on this and it'll be a lot easier than you think. Since I've done this, I don't have the calculation in front of me, but it's some insane percentage that my net worth has grown, several hundred percent. It's grown over 12 months just because I've been tracking it, and also because I've been focused on my business as well. But they go hand in hand, right? Like if I'm tracking this net worth, I want to hit a certain number. Well, then I'm going to direct my business and my efforts there in a certain way to achieve it. So this one's really important. And I think it's one that's really overlooked by a lot of people, because it's going to let you hit your goal faster. And then two, it's going to show you where maybe some flaws are or mistakes and what's working, what's not working, where you really need to focus your attention. So guys, if you're not doing this, you definitely should be. Like, should have been doing this yesterday. So get on it. And as always, thank you for tuning in. And it's not what you make, but what you keep. So we can keep more, do the things we want, take care of the people we love, make this world a better place. All right, everybody, catch you on the next one.
Hey, this is Sean Winslow. After being in the financial service industry for years and having candid conversations with good people just like you, I realized that so many of us are wanting an investment strategy that provides solid returns and consistent income without the bumps in the road. There's little known secret that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. There is investment out there that is less volatile and the returns are stronger. Get more details by going to greenbriercg.com and clicking on the free e-report. And by the way, if this show has provided you any value, then feel free to leave an honest written review and, of course, share it with a friend who needs it. See you next week for another great show.